tease the hell out of me for being so predictable. But the mountain man look is it, and that's a hill I will happily die on. His arms are thick, straining against the sleeves of his black t-shirt, covered in black and gray tattoos that are hard to make out in the dim light. When he turns his back towards me to hand over the beers he's finished pouring, I lift up out of my seat an inch to lean over and steal a glance at his ass, hugged by the tight denim of jeans just begging for me to peel them off and leave my teeth marks in his round, bouncy cheeks. What can I get for you? I reluctantly tear my eyes away from that mouth-watering sight and turn them towards the new bartender standing in front of me. I card my fingers through my hair again and dart a glance back at Burly McMountain Man. The new bartender smirks. You're in luck. He is on the menu. He teases. Boston, he calls over the noisy din of the bar. The first bartender swings his gaze in our direction and then strides over. Helpful bartender pats Boston's shoulder, winking at him before slipping away to greet the next customer.
Sex on the beach? He asks,
my skin instantly heating before I notice his lips twitching in a teasing smile. I'd prefer somewhere less sandy, but sure, I banter, hoping he doesn't hear the nervous quiver in my voice. Fuck, I swear I used to pull dudes all the time without this stupid flutter in the pit of my stomach and pools of sweat filling my palms. He chuckles. The sound is warm and deep, vibrating through my chest in spite of the space between us. I lean in over the bar again, and he mirrors my action, bracing both hands on the weathered wood and angling his body towards mine. Over the heavy smell of alcohol and sweat in the air, I catch a whiff of sunscreen and oranges wafting off him. Actually, I'm feeling stupid tonight. Why don't you get me a shot of tequila instead? I lick my lips, my stomach dancing with nerves as I work up the courage to shoot my shot. And one for yourself, too, if you're allowed to drink on the job. He smirks and eyes me up and down for a few seconds that feel like they go on for fucking ever.
I don't think the boss will mind.
He pushes off the bar and turns to grab the bottle of Patron off the back wall, along with two shot glasses that he sets down with a clink on the bar in front of me. A small amount sloshes over the side onto the bar top beneath as he fills them both and pushes one towards me.
To feeling stupid, he says,
tapping his shot glass against mine and then tipping his head back and downing the shot in a quick gulp. I do the same, grimacing at the bitter taste and the burn of alcohol sliding down my throat. I catch a similar look on his face, his nose wrinkled and his eyes narrowed as he sets the shot glass back on the bar with a heavy sound. He reaches under the bar and hands me a lime wedge that I shove between my lips to chase the flavor of tequila with, taming it to something milder while it lingers on my lips and tongue.
I've actually been working all day and was about to get out of here. There's a party over on the private beaches if you're interested,
he offers, and my stomach flutters so violently I nearly spew the tequila I just downed right back onto the bar. Yes, I answer too eagerly to pretend even for a second that I'm suave or cool or any fucking thing other than horny as fuck for the mountain man bartender, who has said all of a dozen words to me, and may or may not be named Boston. He grins and drums his fingers on the bar, looking over his shoulder at the other bartender a couple of feet away.
Meet me around back in 5 minutes, okay?
Cool. I stand up and reach into my pocket for cash to cover the two shots, but he waves my hand away.
Don't worry about it.
I don't want it to come out of your paycheck or for you to get in trouble, I argue, pushing the money towards him again. He wraps his hand around mine, his skin warm and smooth as another wave of his scent washes over me when he leans over the bar and puts his lips near my ear. His unruly beard tickles my cheek and my heart pounds, my cock swelling embarrassingly quickly like I'm a teenager being touched for the first time and not a grown-ass man.
I own the bar,
he says, his lips brushing against my ear so distractingly that it takes me a second to actually work out what he said.
Oh, is all I can think to say.
He pulls away and I catch myself against the bar to keep from following him.
5 minutes.